Hello, this is Mark Snowden, and this is my podcast. I titled this one, Seven Ways That Churches Can Benefit from Orality Principles. Orality is one of the most highly reproducible methods for bringing spiritual transformation to a church. Proven methods that I picked up back in 1992, are still just as viable all these years later. At first, we all thought oral methods of conveying the Bible was just for low-level readers. But then it began to multiply on college campuses and in small groups where literacy wasn't an issue. God wired us for stories, His stories. Now, before I give you these seven ways that churches can benefit from morality principles, let me give you some facts and then I'll tell you how your church can benefit. First of all, Lifeway research in 2018 showed that only 22% of evangelicals have a college degree or graduate degree. The other 78% are very likely to be oral learners. And of those that self-identified as evangelicals, 76% had not finished college. The most highly literate approaches in society are employed by church leaders who are increasingly in dissonance from those who are disenfranchised from a church that requires literacy in order to fully participate. A second idea is only a small percentage in your church, only about 13%, are proficient at reading. You and I might enjoy reading for enjoyment or to learn, but the rest are increasingly oral. Another one idea is evangelical pastors can be much more relevant with those in their churches by using orality. Orality gives you insights into crossing that divide and entering a world where people ache for biblical truth. Here's another one, the last one. Bible studies in your church can be healthier and grow faster when oral methods are used. Participants arrive hungry to master the lesson so they can pass it along to others during the week. The lessons launched each week become movements at work, recreation, or social gatherings. You can hear people say, "Hey, did you hear the story about?" And boom, you're right into talking about something the Lord did. All right. Now, here are seven ways that churches that use oral-friendly methods can benefit. Number one, evangelism becomes more conversational and relevant. Scripture in the form of specific stories address deeply held values. Number two, it streamlines and focuses church priorities. A decision to make disciples as a priority puts everything else the church does in line with the Great Commission. Number three, it simplifies the decision process. You don't have to be a biblical expert to lead a small group. Number four, multiplies small groups leading to numerical growth. And reproducibility is the key. New leaders are constantly mentored. Each new group must examine three things. Can this become a new church? Can this become a new small group? Or should we become part of another existing group? Number five, experiential Bible study engages not just multiple senses, but often the emotions. And emotions etch memories. Number six, Bible study is applicable to real life. It's not theoretical. We know how this works. Number seven, participants can no longer hide, you know what I mean, but will be expected to grow spiritually, apply the lesson, and be held accountable.